Well, good evening. I just want to share with y'all a little bit of what I'm doing. First off, share my life story and just kind of give, let you know where what has brought me to WeCare. I'm going to be reading from my notes. It helps me remember specific details better. So I'm going to be reading my life story, and then I will share with y'all what my time at WeCare has been. So I was raised in Georgia. I attended a church in South Carolina, and through some trials and tribulations, including going through a church split, I turned to worldly desires when I should have turned to God. I became a Christian when I was 12, but did not grow close to God until my late teen years. Some of my friends in Georgia and South Carolina were not the best influence in my Christian walk. I kept telling myself how would they become to know God if I don't witness to them and show them the love of God through my actions. But I never talked about my faith because I was scared of what others might think. In the winter of 2013, God started working in my heart when I chose to attend Bible school at Elnora Bible School Institute of Indiana. One of my classes was on missiology. I chose to take this class because I thought it would be fun, but God had bigger plans. I also thought that going to Bible school, I would just automatically overcome sins that I was struggling with. Like someone waving a magic wand, they would just go away and I would never deal with them again. But God allowed me to go through these struggles. There were days where I was on the mountaintops and days where I was in the low valley. In the spring of 2013, I quit my job in the late summer. I moved to North Dakota for 2 months with my parents. While I was there, I knew I needed a job when I got back to Georgia. I decided to contact my family in Farmville, Virginia, since I'd been waiting there to move there closer to my family on my dad's side of the family. Still not knowing that God had bigger plans, I found a job in Virginia 5 days after returning to Georgia from North Dakota. I moved, then ended up moving to Virginia. After a few months of trying to find my place in Virginia, I started attending Calvary Chapel, Farmville, where I had been blessed and surrounded by a loving and compassionate, God-fearing church family. This church became my new church, my new home church. God put friends in my life that I became very close with. Through our friendships, they became my mentor and spiritual leaders. They started helping me understand the grace of God. In 2013, I became involved with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. While volunteering wherever I was needed, I started realizing that God was calling me into ministry. But I still didn't know what ministry would look like. In the fall of 2014, my pastor announced that WeCare Programs was holding a Renew Hope Prison Ministry outreach of January 15. At that moment, I knew God was telling me to participate in that event. When I went, I was not really nervous or scared about going into the prisons. Even though I had never been in there before, I could feel God was with me. While serving with Renew Hope for a week, I started developing a love and a heart for those men in prison. Halfway through the week, I already knew I would return next year. But little did I know, God had bigger plans for me. Right before I packed up to move to Alabama, I wanted to give the next 8 months to God. So I said, God, I commit these next 8 months to you. I don't want to be in a relationship for the next 8 months or do anything that would cause a distraction. There's been a few times where I wanted to break that vow, but I knew that a vow is to God, and I wanted to keep it for myself. But since I made it to God, I kept it for him. On September 15, 2015, I moved to Alabama to join the Discover program with WeCare. I did not know what all God had in store for me. Throughout the next 8 months, the first thing I had to adjust was living under the authority of someone else after living on my own for 2 years. God is still teaching me to submit to authority, no matter who it is. The first thing I did was get connected with a good church. Once I started attending Grace Fellowship, I became involved with a group of young people who really challenged me in my walk and desire to grow closer to God, closer than I could ever imagine. I've heard people say that a lot of times we will put God in a box and will only allow God to work on just the things in that box. Within the first 4 months, God helped me reach a mountaintop. There were many times that I wanted to just stop what I was doing and go worship him, just me and him alone. But over Christmas, I got disconnected from my new routine, and I started to lose focus of God. For most of my life, I had always had it in the back of my mind that if I don't feel the awe of God at the present time, he wasn't there. In January, we had Renew Hope. There's always an intense spiritual battle that goes on when Renew Hope happens. The whole week, I felt distant. I was in a low part of my spiritual walk. I kept praying that God would bring me back the spiritual high that I had been on prior to Christmas. I wanted so badly to feel in awe of him again. For the next month and a half, I felt like God was silent and was watching me struggle alone. The whole time, God knew what he was doing. In mid-February, he started working in my heart and he slowly showed me himself again to me. There had been something in my life that I was struggling with. Through God's continued grace and strength, I continued to gain more and more victory in my addiction. At the end of February, God started speaking to me and showing me things I needed to surrender to him. On February 12th, God really showed his love and grace toward me. It was on that day that I received three letters in the mail, and they all had money in them. I couldn't believe it because of the way I treated God. Like I said, he knew what he was doing. When I saw how much money I had received, I threw the checks in the air and fell to my knees, praying and worshiping. I told God I was sorry for the way I treated him and that I didn't deserve his love. That was the beginning of my new journey with God. It's amazing. It amazes me how God can take little things and use them to teach his children, whether it's through a trial or a blessing. God has used that to help me see the awe of him again. I also learned that money is just money. In the past 8 months, God has used people to bless me financially, and in return, I am learning how to use money God has blessed me with to bless others. God is continuing to show me how to surrender. God has used those last couple months when I was in my low time of my spiritual walk. I had been looking back, and God reminded me how I hated those places. And I was at, and gives me motivation to strive to be closer to him. On March 28th, I was struggling again with the idea that God is not with us unless I feel the awe of him. I had a close friend, Caleb. I had called him so he could pray for me. That is where it became real, and how God showed me that he is always there. Hebrews 13:5, keep your lives free from the love of money. And be content with what you have, because God said, I will never leave you, never will I forsake you. I had heard that last part of that verse many times, but it never sank in till that moment. God had shown me so many things. My friend Caleb is interested in personality types, and it has helped me understand how to interact with other people. God has used him to help me find my identity and who I am. When I thought that I was the only one who dealt with the things I struggled with, it helped me realize that I am who I am, that God has made me this way on purpose. Knowing what my personality is has helped me understand and interact with the men in prison. I'm able to reach out to others chaplains cannot. God used every part of us, our being, to reach out to those around us. I'm also realized that a lot of men in prison, even though they're covered in tattoos, we can't judge them by the way they look. It's the heart that matters. Skin color doesn't matter either. God continues to use me in prison and to just be who I am and not try to be anyone I'm not. God has really definitely used that to help me interact with the inmates. They've really, and I say this humbly, but they have really grown to appreciate me, and I love them too. And to be able to go in there and just be their friend, be their that somebody that they can come and talk to, has been a real encouragement to me, and has built me up. I'll just share a little bit of what We Care is about, and share a little bit about what I did. Martin Weber is the founder of We Care. Martin Weber moved his family from PA to Atmore, Alabama, in 1970. That was where NLF was established in 1970, New Life Foundations. Martin Weber, for almost 20 years, served as a chaplain with the Alabama Department of Corrections. He was the first chaplain with the Department of Corrections who was on their payroll. And before that, he actually started out as a corrections officer before that. In 1983, the name was changed to We Care Programs. We Care has three purposes, two purposes. Actually, it's more than that. Placing and training missionary chaplains to serve in correctional facilities that request assistance. Building relationship with inmates by sharing encouraging friendship while understanding the urgency of sharing the gospel message with those who are not yet Christ followers. Encouraging the church inside to live in the community within the prison by working towards unity among believers, serving others, and reaching out to fellow inmates still living in darkness. Teaching Bible studies, practical life skills, with an emphasis on preparing inmates for successful re-entry into society. And mentoring those who have committed their lives to following Christ by helping to nurture personal growth and offering spiritual guidance. We Care also has some outreaches that we definitely recommend participating in. One is the Renew Hope outreach that happens every year around January 15th. If you have any singing groups, they will definitely take you as a singing group. And then you can also come in as just a volunteer. This past year, we had around 360 volunteers from around, mostly up north, but from around, pretty much around the U.S. They come in into multiple prisons. This past January, yeah, we had 330, actually. Inmates are impacted by the kingdom, and the volunteers are touched as they minister. It's not uncommon to have stories where volunteers will come back and be like, I was touched more than the inmates. And God, surprisingly, I mean, you would think that because you're going in to minister to them, you can you minister to them, and they but it turns around sometimes God can use them to minister to you. This past June, actually last week, they have every June they have a softball outreach. They take individual teams or individuals themselves, and they play games in different prisons, and they have mound meetings to share with the men and pray with them. The Discover program, which is what I did, it's an 8-month program from September to May. It's an 8-month discipleship program to help young people understand their natural and spiritual gifts and use their giftings inside the prison and or other service projects. That is definitely what the Discover program has done for me. It helped me find my spiritual gifts and just be able to apply them into the prisons where I have been. We Care has 15 full-time chaplains in, I'm actually not sure how many prisons. And then there are 2 part-time missionary chaplains and 4 We Care full-time staff, secretary, president. They have also a host couple who parent the facility there where I stay. They just take care of the grounds and mow grass, clean the vehicles, and just make sure everything stays tidy and neat. Our host couple this past year was Richard and Wilma Graber from Kansas. They are the ones who they cooked our meals and made sure everything was covered for us. I had my past Discover schedule was I would go into Fountain on on Mondays I would help with the grounds, do maintenance, mow grass, weed eat, vehicles and whatnot. And Tuesday, I would go in on Fountain, which is a full day. Fountain is a level 4 security camp, has 1,300 men. And then I would, on Wednesday, half a day, I would go in to J.O. Davis in the evenings and help out there, that and Thursdays. And then Friday, I was back in Fountain all day. And they kind of work the time the same as just a regular day job. You clock in, you clock out. There are 4 prisons within a half a mile of where I was working. There is GK Fountain, J.O. Davis. J.O. Davis is a level 2 security. And then Atmore Work Release, that is just pre-release into the community. They're allowed to go out to the community and work right before they're released. And then Holman Correctional Facility, which is a maximum. They house death row inmates in that prison. I want to thank y'all for letting me speak. That's about all I have. If you feel that God has put it on your heart to support me, I need to raise $25,000. That's to cover everything, my living expenses, bills, everything. I would definitely ask that you would definitely pray about supporting me, whether it's through prayer or financially. So definitely pray about it. Thank you.